while. We are recording audio, and my audio is not turned up enough. There we go.
Sounds good.
There we go. Audio is turned up enough. I can turn it down in that ear. Make sure I'm not over-flagellating in the mic. You don't want any over-flagellating into the mic.
Sounds bad.
Sounds a little bad. And
quit flagellating.
Let's do the local recording. And that is started. And we are live. And, oh wait, this is bad. I had a seed in my tongue. I had a hurt tooth.
I thought you were fixing a sneeze or something.
No, I had something nasty in my mouth, man. It wasn't good, man. Why am I talking like stoner, man? I
don't sound like Slaterside.
I don't know, man. It's kind of cool. Let's do it. It begins in 3, 2, 1. This is Oh Snap for May 31st, 2012. Happy birthday, you old ass woman. I love you. Oh, that's gonna win the wife over.
Absolutely. There's your mug.
There, and don't tell me it won't play the video now.
Yeah, it's funny. We always have some random problem. You never know what's gonna be.
Right. It's like, okay, the source is this, but it's not gonna play it. Oh well,
I'm gonna get worried one day when everything goes right.
Right, exactly. When everything works, it's gonna be like, it's working, Alan. Why is it working?
I'm scared.
It's working. It's all working right. Oh, when I hit the wrong folder, doggone, I'm really. Oh, you know what? I did move the file, so yeah, that's probably why it's not. what's the file name again? New intro.
Stand by for the intro.
Stand by for intro. Intro in 3, 2. Oh, wow.
Operation. Come.
I need to play that one, don't I? Wow. Where did I move the intro file?
The intro file is now missing. It's where all the left socks are.
Right. That's scary. There actually is like no. Let's see. It says Dropbox. Oh, I wonder if I.
He made it go away.
No, I put it in a safe place because I didn't want to lose it.
Yeah, that always works out great for me too.
Yeah, I put it in a safe place because I knew if I put it there, I wouldn't lose it. And then what do? I lose it. Oh.
A lot of things still missing that I lost.
There it is. So, I don't have any video or any music to play us into the the rest of the show. So, we're just going to get it pretty much started. So, I will ask you first, since I'm pretty sure everybody has faced, anybody on Facebook has seen my activity. But what have you done this last missing week when we were on hiatus?
Well, one thing I didn't do was get on Facebook. that's not really something I do much of. But no, I spent a little time with my son. My daughter went to see her mom for a little while, so that gave me some time with my son. And he sat around. All he wanted to do was watch Star Wars all day. So we watched Star Wars, six of them, about 4 times. So
nice.
Yeah, I had a week of Star Wars, I guess you could say.
There's nothing wrong with a week of Star Wars.
It was kind of nice the first 2 or 3 days.
it's when it's the third viewing of it, you're going like, dude, okay.
You sit there and actually speak the words as it's happening.
Oh yeah, that's when nuts. You know you're really in tune with the Force.
Right. Yeah, he got his little saber out and pretended he was smacking down villains, and it was a good time.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, that I try to avoid that with my kids, only because the lightsabers they use will actually break the TV. So I'm not.
Yeah, that's never a good thing.
Yeah, that shit ain't happening up front. I saw my daughter graduate. She is now officially out of school, and I'm quite happy for that.
Gotta make you feel old, huh?
Yeah, makes me feel real freaking old is what it does. But it also puts a lot of things in perspective. Makes you think that yay, I only have to do it three more times.
Three more times
in not so many quick years. I wish they would all been like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know. But since that didn't happen, you know, I'm in a weird space where I'm just like, yeah, the two oldest are out the house. They're making money. They're doing good. Their mom taught them extremely well. I had so very little to do with their upbringing, but you know, if they need daddy, he's here for them, you know, and I know that they'll do so good that I won't really need to have to. I'm hoping, maybe I should give him the message now. You know, you can call, just don't make it really expensive, you know.
So did you drove all the way up there, right?
We drove 15 hours in one day. We started at 4 in the morning and got there at 7 at night, which was really good because you can still kind of be up and not feel completely drained. Like if we normally did it, we'd normally start around 6 or 7 and get there at like 1 or 2 or 12 at night, and we just feel like drained, and of course we'd be waking up people.
Yeah,
and
that's got to be tough to recover from that too.
Yeah. But doing it the way we did it this time, both ways, it really, I mean, like we get home on both trips and we can sit. We'd be like, okay, what's for dinner? Cool. We get us some dinner and then we sit and BS with family for a few minutes. And then all of a sudden we'd wake up realizing that we fell asleep on the couch.
You know, one of the things I like about traveling is seeing the different restaurants that you just don't have around here. That's always a fun part of traveling.
Yes. And there's this wonderful throat rolled place in, I want to say it's Missouri. Maybe it's Arkansas. In Arkansas. The place that Shelly wanted to take us, but we were under time constraints, so we couldn't go. But definitely something unusual that you will not get in Palestine, Texas, that's for sure. And the other thing was that I have to add on to that caveat. That first night that we got there, we did get there at 7. We ate dinner, and then my sister texted me asking me where I was and telling me family was in town, and she didn't know when family was leaving. So I went to a city that's only a half hour away from where my wife's family is at, and intending strictly to just go there, give people hugs, tell them, hey, you know,
what's up? Say your hellos.
Say my hellos. And ended up in a bar until about 3. So,
well, that don't sound that bad to me.
It wasn't that bad. It was just, you know, the next day having to pretend to not be hungover.
Right.
Face the music early the next day.
Drink a pot of coffee to wake up.
Oh no, I was like, could you guys give me some energy drinks? I need an aspirin and some energy drinks, and I'm good. Right. But enough about my sad story. My little soliloquy, doggone, I can't talk. I've had like I was telling you off the air, I was at El Toro, which is a local Mexican bar in town, and had some had a margarita, and then I had a cactus juice.
What's in the cactus juice,
man? I think they threw everything in that thing. I'm still feeling the cactus juice. And yeah, I'm drinking my home brew, so.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what you had going on in the glass there.
Yeah. It's the home brew. It's the Mr. Beer. Please go to MrBeer.com for more details. But yeah,
we were talking about that off the air too. You said something about Mr. Beer. They no longer were using the same affiliate or don't have an affiliate program anymore.
Yeah, so we're just going to direct you guys to the website and promote them, and we're also going to promote Texas. I'm so tipsy, I can't even.
Texas Crown Club Whiskey.
Texas Crown Club Club Whiskey. And that's how you're supposed to say it. No, Texas Crown Club Whiskey. Also a great, great, great whiskey, and I'm enjoying the heck out of that too.
Oh, did you finish the big jar that you
yeah,
did last
I did.
Time?
Don't remind. I finished that in 2 days, and that was wrong.
I could tell it wasn't gonna last when I saw you pulling on it.
Oh goodness gracious! I bought it thinking, oh, I'll buy something that I can just sip on during the show and not drink heavy. And then I looked and saw it was halfway gone.
How did that happen?
This is some good whiskey. Why am I sleeping butt naked in the front yard with a dog licking my anus? Why is that happening?
5 unaccounted hours last night.
No, that's not right. Why is that happening? Oh, you know, we should just bullshit this whole hour. We should just... Why do a show? Let's just bullshit. I mean, if there's a dead silence, go ahead, do a news story.
But. Well, you know, it reminds me what you said about waking up in the front yard. We actually, when I was about 22, 23, we had this buddy of ours, and
right.
He just wanted to get tore down. So we're like, okay, you can get tore down. We'll drive for you and everything. So he gets, I don't even know what all he was drinking, but he drank anything and everything he wanted. And he's like, finally, he's like, take me home. I got to wake up and go to church in the morning.
Ooh.
So we take the poor guy home. We drop him off. You know, he's walking in. So we leave. Well, the next morning, we get a call asking where this guy is. His roommates want to know where he's at. So we go looking for him.
Right.
He never made it in the door. We found him, but we went to his house, all the way to his house, and he was asleep in the front yard.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was crazy. But, yeah, he did exactly what you're talking about. He just crashed right in the front yard.
Right in the front yard. I mean, it is my wife's birthday. I guess I could tell a little story about something she did.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's
embarrass the wife while she's not listening.
Might as well check it to make sure she's not
check to make sure she don't run in. So apparently, my wife is when she was in her college years and during the time we were dating, or right before the time we started dating, she had a affection for the beer and the whiskey, and. And apparently she didn't mind public urination that much and has been known to, as she has said, quote unquote, drop trowel at many a bar and establishment. Now, I always thought those stories were fictitious of her imagination, you know, over exaggerations of alcoholic times with her friends. But apparently... she let me live this episode one night in Illinois when we were dating, and it was a karaoke night, and we were pretty tipsy. I was drinking pretty doggone heavy. Really don't remember how it came to this point, but I remember we were both waiting in line to get in the bathrooms. The men and women's respectively, we weren't trying to get into the same bathroom.
Oh, come on, now. Let's just have the fun.
I know, but, you know, if circumstances would have applied, I think we would have. But so I was like, man, screw it, honey. I'm gone. So I ran to the trees about 30 yards away, pee in a tree. And as I'm walking out, I see my wife, future wife, stumbling out. And she's got a friend with her. She's like, make sure Alan doesn't see me. And then I see her go behind a car, and she just lowers a little.
Cops a squat.
And she's just, you know, peeing her mind off. And I go behind the car and I say, hey, honey, what you doing? And she falls.
Well, you know, at least it didn't pee your pants. She was
right.
Ready for action.
Yeah, so. she fell, and I saw a moon with a little green grass on it, and it was interesting. It was interesting. I think I fell in love with her that day. I think. I think.
No,
I think,
it amazes me how quick women are to do that. I've known several girls, you know, just friends that I was in the car with, and they, when they had to go, they're really not bashful, man. They'll pull over and go wherever.
Yeah, we jokingly talked about, well, why don't you just do it in a cup on the trip? But she explained that it doesn't flow that way. And that's the and that was the only reason that she wasn't going to,
like, recipe for a mess.
Yeah, she was like, if it wasn't for that, I'd be peeing in a cup. You just don't know. I'm like, okay, honey, I was joking, but okay.
Well, this is a true story. My grandmother lives in Conroe, and she drives to Galveston sometimes, and they keep a pickle jar in the car for such an occasion.
Yeah.
She has been known to hover over the pickle jar from time to time.
Yeah, I did it. No, did I do it once? Yeah, I did it. Yeah, I did it once. I don't. In a bottle.
Right.
Embarrassing story number 75. A bandmate of mine, and I won't say his name or which band he was with, blues band, but but he dropped trowel and pooped and slipped back into it. Now talk about a ride that was really bad. We were on the way to a show, and he sang his ass off with a funky ass. I mean, it was funny because it was the first time I could actually say, you know, he's funky, and people were like, yeah, he's getting down. No, I mean, he's funky. I mean, he's funky.
I guess he had to keep the song going good so nobody would be asking him what he's stinking for.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I'll just sing and no one will ask.
I mean, and what was the funniest thing out of it, there were stains on his clothes, and he wiped it as much as he could, sprayed himself down with some Brute.
Some Brute?
Because that's probably the strongest thing you have right there is some Brute. And it literally, you know, during the time we were on stage and stuff, we were the only four of us that knew that he had done that. But the Brute hit it enough that people, I mean, but it was funny because, like, he completely forgot that he had a little stain in his pants, so he's dancing and stuff and trying to dance on the girls and stuff, and we're looking and we're just like, oh gosh, he doesn't remember that he just shit all over himself and my car. And
that man smells like Brute and a little bit of poop.
Yeah, Brute and poop. With the Brute, you couldn't really tell.
To me, that's a lady killer right there. That Brute, man. Ugh.
Oh man, that stuff
is
strong.
I never could stand
that stuff. Yeah, that is the roof. Oh. And it was strong enough to hide that smell. I mean, if it wasn't for the fact that we were laughing and people were like, "What are you laughing for?" Oh, nothing. Just Rudy Poot over there. He's
nobody figured it out. Huh? Yeah, besides the people who knew. Huh?
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, we were trying not to bring that much attention to it because we had to play for 3 hours.
Cover for your friend.
Yeah,
you know?
But it was, you know, the car ride to the place and the car ride back was just like, come on. And then, you know, the funniest thing was the car, like, we weren't that far from the gig. We weren't even that far from a bathroom. And he's like, I got to go now. So I pull over.
Sometimes you just can't hold it, huh?
So I pull over, and we see him, and he's like, oh, God. Oh, so we know his belly was just hurting him, you know.
Yeah.
And then we hear, you know, we hear all the disgusting sounds. And then we hear Russell. Oh shit. I was like, oh no. I was like, I know he didn't just fall back into his shit.
I don't know if I could have went on to perform after something like that.
That literally was the hardest. I mean, I've done stand-up shows where people didn't laugh at you. I've been upstaged by dogs on stand-up shows, but I've never had to to perform smelling like horse shit. You know what I'm saying? It just,
well, I guess if you get through that, not much can stop you.
Yeah, not much. I mean, and I've respected him ever since that, you know, he can go on stage and have the girls were coming up and singing with him. So it wasn't like they were, like, you know, repelled away. The Brute was working. You know, people were coming up to him and like, come on, sing that song, you old ass man. You know, they weren't referring to the poop that he just did. They were referring to how bad the guy was singing. I mean, he rocked the crowd. I will give rocked the crowd that night. It's just, a shitty situation.
Well, you know, they claim, like, in places like Europe and stuff, the men walk around with sweat on them and all that because of the pheromones. Maybe there's some kind of weird pheromone going on with the poop that
maybe there's
makes it work.
Maybe there's a feces pheromone that...
maybe.
I guess that explains two women in a cup, I guess. That's... Oh, and I went there.
Yeah, you won't catch me trying it. But, you know, hey, more power to you if you can pull it off.
Yeah, that is a... Gosh... So, did you want to do any news? No. Did you want to do any news after that one?
Well, you know, the only thing I found in the news that could follow that, you were talking earlier something about a dog or something, but did you see the story I added on there today about a zookeeper who saves a monkey's life by licking its bottom?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure what... I'm glad I didn't read this beforehand.
But, that's something you want to read before you go eat at a nice Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, exactly. Spicy. let me sum it up for the people out there who haven't read this story. Zookeeper saves monkey's life by licking his bottom. A Chinese zookeeper licked a monkey's bottom for a full hour.
That's dedication right there.
That's... That it must have had some flavor to it or something, because oh gosh. Anyway, that's basically tossing a salad. That's pretty much.
He was practicing up for something.
Yeah. Okay. For a full hour to save its life upon noticing that it had eaten a poisonous peanut. But I'm gonna read more. Zhang Bang Sheng became worried when he saw that the Frenskos leaf monkey was unwell and its life possibly in danger following the first public outing in Wan Zoo. Man, you can't make these names up. Oh, and I lost the story. No. Okay. Soon after, the 50-year-old spotted peanut shells around on the ground and took action. Bangxing saved the animal's life by washing its behind with a warm water, then licking it for an hour in order to get it to pass the peanut.
So it was massaging it. Come here.
I'm going to practice a little anal therapy on you.
Daddy want a peanut.
I want that peanut out of you. And the little chipmunky is just going. I've never done this before. Should I give him my number?
Most monkey friends will be jealous.
Oh, goodness gracious! And they've got a picture.
Yeah, I saw the picture. That's crazy.
That's just not right. There's a little Japanese guy just as happy as all get out. I lick a butt.
I saved the day.
I saved day. I lick a butt. Peanut tastes good. They never say that, you know, if this peanut, if these monkeys are just allergic to the peanut or anything. Because you would think, hey, if he ate the peanut, there's nothing wrong with it. Peanuts are great. You know, I eat peanuts all the time. Nothing in this article says that the peanuts were bad. It does say in the article that the guy laughed with satisfaction when the monkey finally pooped the nut out. He said that the animal is too small to eat, to take medication the normal way. So apparently he couldn't take the medicine that way. So he had to lick the anus to get it right. First caller of the show. Hello, caller. Your name, please. Hello, who's calling? Hey, you're on Oh Snap.
What size diaper does Max wear?
You're interrupting my show.
I'm sorry, Michelle didn't answer the phone, and it's an emergency.
It's an emergency? It's not like he needs a diaper right now. His poop is well contained. Did you know that we're talking about a zookeeper that licked a monkey's butt?
Do you know, I will come over there and watch the rest of your show if you'll tell me what size diaper your son wears.
he wears a size 4 diaper.
Okay. Size thank 4. You. I'll be there in a little while.
No, don't come. Okay, I'll see you in a few.
Okay.
All right. That would be a friend of the family asking, what size diaper does my son wear? And now the whole world knows a size 4.
Whatever size he can find in a pinch.
Yeah, I mean, come on now, lady. The reason why Shelly wasn't answering the phone is because she probably didn't want to talk to you. No, okay. Anyway, I'm going to have to get that off the table.
I haven't seen her walk by. Is she back in the room hiding from you? Or?
Oh, yeah. The kids are waiting. No, we talked this out earlier.
You
had a fan. He said, well, she's been always trying to keep the kids' attention during the show, but it doesn't always work. You know, a kid breaks free. I know Sam was back there a few minutes ago, and I had to gently let him know that I was still doing the show. But, I mean,
I thought I saw a little head bopping around back there. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, he gets excited and wants to be in front of the camera, but he doesn't realize that talking loud and saying nothing is not a requirement for the show. But once I get him to the point of getting, you know, away from seeing the camera and going crazy and just being regular in front of the camera, oh, yeah, he's going to be on the show.
Way to make me jealous there, man. All I hear is a little
tss. Oh, really? Should I make you even more jealous? Oh, God.
Mr. Bear.
Oh, I think I'm okay. Anyway,
it's out of monkey's butt.
I didn't get this out of monkey's butt. It was...
What are you drinking on today there?
I am drinking on an Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest.
Yes, and this is the one that that you saw me actually burn a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember that batch.
And it actually tastes really good. Even it has like a little extra caramely type burn type flavor to it, which is weird, but it actually works for this type of beer. So... you know, we'll have to redo a batch of this when you're able.
Oh, yeah, man. I can't wait to try that. A couple of days ago, I was just kind of looking around on Netflix, and I found this this documentary about the big beer brewers. Mm. So I went on there and watched it, and it shows some of the really big breweries that make huge batches at a time. It's kind of interesting to see the process on a large scale like that.
Yeah, I've even been watching here's a plug. I tweet. And also on Google Plus, follow Will Wheaton. And Will Wheaton is also a big home brewer, to the point of he buys his own hops and creates his own flavors that way. And I'm thinking about following in his footsteps and getting some of those type of brew kits. But until I can afford those, these kits will do. But he, you know, he's constantly showing pictures. He's got like a semi brew following that, you know, strictly follows him for his brew making, and I think I want to I loved him in Star Trek: The Next Generation, loved him in, you know, was it Red Dawn?
What's his name again?
Will Wheaton. Was it Red Dawn?
I don't guess I know who Will Wheaton is. I saw Red Dawn many times. That's one of my favorite.
Stand by
movies,
Me.
Actually.
Is probably his most famous, Stand By Me. And then, of course, he was...
You know what? I think he is in Red Dawn. I believe you're right. I think
and
that is it.
He's most famous for, you know, Star Trek The Next Generation as Will Riker. Or not Will Riker. Will Crusher. And, of course, you know, having Captain Picard say, "Get off my bridge, Wesley." Or Wesley Crusher. I said Will Crusher. I'm combining his real name with his stage name.
That's okay. A lot of people will get it.
Yeah. Everybody will be writing in later. You don't know how to talk. Stop drinking and talking. But yeah, I think I'm definitely going to kind of, you know, and if I can get the hookup, if you're watching Mr. Wheaton, because he's pretty, I mean, he's pretty... You know, he's not gonna, you know, talk to you for no apparent reason, but you know, we've got a show. I figure, hey, your brew, my brew, we all brew together.
Why not?
Whoop. Yep. Good times. And you know, we definitely have to talk about our friend Kelly Coons, who has written a wonderful book. I need to get his site up. I'm reading Adventure right now, and I need to pull.
What is it? How do you say that? K.L. Coons? Is that it?
Yeah, K.L. Coons. Yeah.
Okay.
And he is a writer. He's written a whole bunch of short stories. He's got two books on his website, both of them novels. One of them he's wanting to do into a 5 to 6 part saga. He's working on currently working on one of the books. I speak to him on a daily basis because he works with me, and I think we will be able to secure an interview as soon as I'm done reading his book. I'm on chapter 3 of his book, and I've only been reading his book since late last night, and anytime I've gotten a chance I've read it. It's so far early reviews, so far very good, compelling. I'm curious. I want to know what's going on, why certain things are happening. There's I like how there's certain things happened and there's no explanation. So I like that there's a little mystery in it. So
yeah, I was looking at the website a few minutes ago, and honestly, they look very interesting. I'm trying to actually find out more information about it.
And his books are only like $2.95. So for $3, come on, people, buy his books.
Oh man, how can you beat entertainment that cheap?
I mean, you know, he was like, "Oh, I'll get you a coupon for it." I was like, "Dude, your book's only $3. Come on, I'll pay for
it's
one."
It's amazing to me how cheap people get stuff out there nowadays.
Oh, you know, yeah, I've got a writing bug in me because I write comedy, and I think about doing a full-on book or even screenplays, but now that I know that I can do it at any time, it's kind of like I'm not in a rush. You know what I'm saying? There's not a big rush.
Yeah, it takes the urgency away.
Yeah, it takes the urgency away. But, you know, anybody that's got that talent, man, I like that. This show is starting to get serious now. We've got talent on the show, and
got somebody who knows how to write.
You know somebody who knows how to write and is going to make fun of all my grammatical errors now.
Now you said you work with this person. Where does he find time to write? Is this kind of his hobby or?
It's before he was where we were, he was in LA writing. So I'm pretty sure that was what he was going to be and probably still going to be. And with the work that we do now, I don't think it's going to be hard for him to, after work, sit down,
you know,
and write.
That's the nice thing about being a writer. You can do it anywhere. You can fit it in anytime.
Toilet, rave.
Sure.
Anywhere you want, you can write. And under any circumstance.
Well, you know, it's funny when you actually do a little bit of research. The lady, I don't remember her name, but the lady who wrote all the Harry Potter books, when she first started initially, everybody told her, "Oh, this is no good. This will never sell."
Right.
She just went with it anyway, man. And gosh, she's a billionaire now. A billionaire for writing a book.
For writing a book.
I mean, that's crazy.
And I don't want to gas Kelly's head up, but I think he's got that potential. I'm not a professional, book reviewer, so don't. But I'm enjoying it so far.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna definitely take a look at it and pick it up.
And he's got free samples, so you know. And nice. It's all digital, so I mean, you know, iPhone, iPad, Android, whatever you want, you can get it right now. Go to Smashbook. Is it Smashbooks? Doggone it! Now I gotta look up my email again. Doggone, Alan, do your research and then you know what the damn thing is. Duh. Hey, look, people, I'm sorry. I've been on the road for been on the road for like 30 hours straight. Or 30 hours both ways. 15 straight. I'm still not, and that was 3 days ago. I'm still kind of
but you had to come back and probably go straight back to work on top of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Thrust back into work immediately.
Thrusted back into the canals of the anal licking monkeys and had to get right back to work. Smash Words is where you can get the book.
Smash Words.
Yeah. But you go to the website, KL Coons, and it's all there, black and white. Pretty as a picture, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. It's I've kind of derailed this
Well, you know, you said something earlier. I kind of want to ask you a little bit more about. You said, I believe you said that your wife's birthday was it yesterday or?
My wife's birthday is today.
Today.
Today. Right. Yeah, today. She is something years old and
something years old
and pregnant, and she's so happy about that. Oh, well, man.
What do you do? For a pregnant wife on her birthday, you said this weekend you were going to take her somewhere. Yeah, what kind of things are you going to do?
I'm going to take her out and I'm going to show her my penis. I think that's pretty
much. That's always fun. that's fun for the whole family.
Hey, that's fun for the whole family. Why don't you just excuse me here while I whip this out? We are going to enjoy it like adults. Unfortunately, not like I would like it to be. I would like to, you know, have a glass of wine with my wife and go to a very expensive restaurant. What's probably going to happen is we're probably going to go to Chuck E. Cheese and spend a lot of money on the kids, make them happy, and we'll look at each other and go, oh, this is exactly what we've wanted.
So. Yeah, that's the place you go when you're thinking about having another child. Go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, go to Chuck E. Cheese. And you'll want to do one of these numbers.
And my wife and kids is gone. Me out. You go to it, but I'll tell you one thing. I'll take a few of you with me.
You asshole, better move.
Yeah, that's pretty much the excitement level that we have at the house. Oh, you know, okay. So I'm in training for this new job, and I've got a wonderful trainer named Juan, and he mentioned a wonderful show on Netflix that I'm going to have to get some sound bites from called Tucker and Dale versus Evil. You will have to watch it, and we will do a review on it the next show. It is like Shaun of the Dead meets Rednecks. It's so stupid, it's funny. I will not say that it's so brilliant it's funny, but it is definitely so stupid it's funny, and worth at least watching it once, and we can go back and forth on, you know, whether or not it's really funny. But
I'll definitely check that one out.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of rednecks, I saw a show. It was on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. Have you checked that out before?
No, I haven't. I thought you were going to say something about Hatfields and McCoys, but okay.
This is called The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia, and it's as redneck as you can get. I thought I lived in redneck country.
Right.
These people are in West Virginia. They basically do is pop pills, drink beer, beat each other up, and shoot at each other, and that's their life.
Well,
it's crazy.
That puts them on number one on the next to be on MTV list, apparently.
I would think so.
Gosh, because, I mean, don't get me wrong. You know what? Okay, let's get serious for 2 seconds here. Society is on a downturn when reality TV is not like the original Real World was on MTV. That first season was an eye-opener because that was real. That was people trying to get along that didn't like each other, smacking a bitch up and everything. After that first season, maybe season two was okay, but after season two it went down to hell, and for some reason people tried to keep recreating that real world experience and have not been able to do it since. And you know, I see these kids that, you know, graduated high school maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and they're like, oh yeah, look, I like, you know, Survivor, and I like the Bachelorette and the Bachelor, and I like a teen, or was an American Idol. That's all bullshit, people. I'm here to tell you that's bullshit. Don't watch that crap anymore. Go back to watching scripted television, please, so that they'll stop doing this, because this is ruining society. That's why we got these guys and girls. Girls are now walking around with their ass crack showing. It's not right. It was weird when black guys were doing it, but now it's really weird when fat white women are doing it. You
I've seen it on TV. It must be the thing to do.
Please, dear God, stop the madness now. Okay, I went on my soapbox for
2 minutes. No, I mean, I know exactly what you're saying. They see these things on TV and they think, oh, that's what men like. We'll do that and we'll get all the men.
Now, Jackass is funny, but Jackass was funny for the first.
That's the interesting thing. Johnny Knoxville is the executive producer of This Wild and Wonderful White. So he found these people. He's like, oh, people got to see this, man. So,
you know, and Johnny, yeah. Don't get me wrong, Johnny Knox started off being a douche, but has parlayed his career and his fame into something brilliant. I will give him that. Yeah. Because he's behind a whole bunch of shows. He was in, he actually got into an acting career and was a semi-decent actor. He wasn't brilliant by any means, but he could hold his, he held his weight with Will Smith.
With what, The Rock, I think it was?
Yeah, he held himself. He could hold his own with The Rock. He could hold his own with Will Smith. I mean, these were people that, The Rock not so. Well, The Rock actually could probably act and has proven that he can act.
He surely can now, if not in the beginning.
And Will Smith proved it on the TV show and then proved it in movies, and now he's dropping spermlets all over the place and making his kids do the acting and singing. Now his daughter, wild looking, but she's got something that, I mean, if it gets cultivated and mixed right, it'll be another Smith that everybody will be all, I like that what the hell is Willow Smith jam. I still can't. Every time I hear the name, I just think, of Willow Offgood, and
right. You know, I used to listen to Will Smith back in the DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince days. So,
Yeah, that was classic. Okay, now we got a challenge. Because everybody's like, oh, yeah, I've listened to Will Smith way back in the day, but I've got a song on here that people would not realize is Will Smith. It's still in the, it's still typical Will Smith. It's still happy rapping, as Will Smith has unfortunately been labeled. But it still has it's when you hear it, you're just like, really? That was Will Smith?
Now I'm curious if I've heard it or not. So
I might have it under DJ. I may have it under Fresh Prince. I put Smith in and it didn't pull it.
Oh yeah, and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, that's some of the classic stuff, man. I used to come home after school and watch that on the week. I don't remember what day it was, maybe Wednesday nights or something like that.
Right.
My week.
Okay, this will be our musical jam of the hour, I guess, right before we head out. And this will probably get us all copyright infringement and stuff. Hey, Will, I'll pay you a buck or two for this. Oh, I forgot how loud this was. Yeah, that's probably. Oh, you know this one. It's out of the ordinary. It's rather extraordinary. So your bus is commentary, a literary genius, and a superior beat creator have come together. And we made a musical composition, which we think is a remedy to cure all the dance floors that's empty. You want to dance? We got what you want. Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince buzzing out with a brand new funk. Now, see, if I get drunk, I know the words to this.
Man, that's good stuff. I know the words, too. I just can't say it as fast as he does it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that one part where he goes, it's, never mind. I'm not even going to. I think Slowly said it's like original, fabulous, innovating, castrating. I don't know. It's
rather than something. Yeah, I trip over myself and I try to keep up with him, man. He's.
Yeah, that's. Let me see if I can see if the alcohol is intensely enough in the body enough, or if I'm going to embarrass myself to the point of.
Either way, it's good.
Yeah. Accident, the way that it happened. One day I was rapping and on the beat Jeff was backing me up, and all of a sudden I brought out a cup and I dropped my microphone and said, what the hold up, Jeff, wait a minute, play it. He just smiled and said, yeah, Def played it. It was funky, it made me wanna get down, and I knew almost at once it was the brand new funk. Okay, yeah, I guess it says that.
And we knew it was Def when I started rapping to it, so I gave a high five to Jeff
this is almost a 30-year-old song.
That Friday, we went to the club. And out my whole tore it up. You should have seen the people dancing and shaking and moving and jumping and spilling and rocking while the beatbox was spinning and spinning and yelling while on the microphone I was throwing fresh rhymes I was showing. The people said, yo, keep going, so I continued to rock while Jeff was on the beatbox. Special assistance from my homeboy Ready Rock. People fought just to get up front to get a bird's eye view of what we call the brand new funk.
Okay, that will so we don't get completely.
That's good stuff, man. That brings back a lot of memories.
That brings back too many memories. Okay, well, what about?
Oh yeah, one of my favorites.
I gotta remember that recording. I can't have it too loud.
I believe this is actually the first song you've ever heard. Now I have a story.
And it came out like, I think I want to say it was like after the first one, right about the time of the second and third one.
Yeah, it's I'm almost positive that's the first song of his I ever heard. I had it on a cassette.
See, the first one that I heard was the other one, Brand New Funk. And then
Brand New Funk.
And then I went to, I mean, I had all like Summertime and Parents Boom, Shake Shake. Parents Don't Understand. I had a friend that looked just like Fresh Prince, and I kind of looked like Jazzy Jeff back in the day, and we were trying to be like them, but it never happened.
Summertime is great. That's probably one of my favorites of his. School stuff. Summertime.
Simple, smooth. You know, and it's one of those songs that you can play in the background and. You know, it doesn't really ruin anything else.
Right.
You know, we could just be, and we could just keep doing our show.
Nice, cool, and chill.
Yeah. Just relax, laid back. You know, watch the sun go by.
I can watch you sip a drink.
Oh yeah. Cruise down the street about 2 miles an hour, so everybody can see. You know, all that.
Get a brand new haircut.
Yeah. Oh yeah no, that is probably one of the best songs all time for Will Smith, and he's got he's got some jams, and everybody keeps calling him, oh, he's a happy rapper. Yeah, he's happy because he made all that damn money. I'm not gonna diss him for any of that. I don't want him to ever go gangster. You know what I mean?
Oh gosh, I couldn't have even imagined that one.
I mean, I think this is about as gangster as he's ever gotten, and I don't even really don't even call it him.
Yo, mic check. Yeah, here you go. Oh no, nah, he over here. Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing. It's called. Get it going.
Yeah, that's about as gangster, I think, as he got. And you can't even call that gangster. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, gosh.
What happened to Jazzy Jeff anyway?
He's still touring. I follow him on Twitter. He is still touring. Nice. Him and Will Smith are still close. I just think that Will has gotten to a point where he can't make music anymore, you know? Yeah. If he try, I mean, he might do it for the next Men in Black. Hint, hint, wink, wink. But you know, I don't think he's ever. I think Jazzy Jeff is always going to be in the background. I think him and all the fam get together with Jazzy Jeff, be like kicking it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw the preview to this the other day. Part 3.
Yeah. I'll go see it. I love the first one. The second one kind of okay. And
you know, well. The one work of his that really, I think a lot of people kind of overlooked is he had a movie as a true story. It was called A Pursuit of Happiness.
Yes.
Did you see this?
Yes. And that's
excellent in that.
And that's when I thought he got his acting creds, and no one will ever say he's not a good actor from that point. I mean, that was that and Ali, those two
Oh, yeah.
Those
yeah,
two Ali, movies really kind of cemented him as a, just like LL Cool J is pretty much considered an actor now instead of, and Queen Latifah, man, and she was a badass rapper back in the day.
Yeah.
Gangster. Like gangster female. She'd tell you don't call her a bitch and then call you a bitch, you know.
Yep.
For calling her a bitch. So that's you got to give her props for that. You know what? The only other really dramatic, somebody who you wouldn't think of as a rapper because of his dramatic acting, would be Mos Def. And people would go, who? But he was the black guy, in now I can't think of the name of the sci-fi movie.
I'm familiar with his music. I wasn't familiar with his acting.
Yeah, he was the black guy in Hitchhiker's movie. Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, that's the one. Okay.
And also, please be kind, rewind with Jack Black.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah, and that was Mos Def, and it was just like one of those. It's like he's got a inner talent that I wish people would really gravitate. I mean, I've seen him in other stuff, but usually in bit parts, never carrying. And I think he's got the charisma to carry. Just like
yeah,
you
he
see.
Was in the Italian Job too.
Yeah, he was in the Italian Job too. He's got the charisma. He's got the hidden talent.
It seems like anybody who's an entertainer, if they really apply themselves, it looks like they can pretty much cover any aspect of entertaining.
Yeah, I'm hoping to read The Apprentice as a book. That's my goal. Is to do the audiobook of Apprentice, because I'm hooked,
right.
And it's not the beer talking, although it's helping.
never hurts.
And as you can hear in the background, we have guests. So she finally showed up. She doesn't realize she's on. She was on camera for a few seconds. So
saw somebody I didn't recognize walking behind you there.
Yeah. So and we're at the end of the show. Okay, we are going to have to extend the show just a little bit, apparently. And once we get the gaming show down, I think we'll start talking about, because that way we'll know times,
right,
and stuff. But until that happy hour, let's put a little shame in our game and go out with a little memory of Alrighty, so you got any shout outs or anything you want to say before we head out?
Shout out to the Beastie Boys, my all time favorite.
No, I'm telling you. Rest in peace, MCA. Love you, man. And all the other fallen rappers.
Right. We were talking about Johnny Knoxville and all that. It's important to mention, been almost a year since Ryan Dunn's passing as well.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to Ryan Dunn. This is our obituary section, people, if you haven't. All you fools that died. Keep it up. Hey, and you know what? Let's give a somebody who saw himself fall and put himself in rehab, Nick Stahl.
Oh.
Man. Keep your head up. We're rooting for you. You could be just as popular as Robert Downey Jr. if you get your shit together. Look at what he's done. You could be Robin or something in one of these.
Hey, you see Robert Downey do it, you know, anybody
can do it. If Robin Downey can do it, anybody. And he's playing these people that are drunks. And he can't be, he's got to be so, he's been sober for so long. That we know of.
Hey, it gives me hope for Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. He could be. I watched Hot Shots with my older kids, and they were like, Charlie Sheen, really, Dad? It's like, trust me, you will laugh your ass off. They was like, man, that was funny. I guess he was cool at one time, you know.
I seen shoot a chicken out of bow.
All right, well. Thank you for watching the show. Sorry for the madness. And we will check you guys next Thursday. I had to make sure before I said it. Next Thursday, same time, same channel. Email the show, osnapshow@gmail.com.
See ya.
See ya. Peace. That's the recording, and I'm turning off the recording.